Hi, I'm Joanne Ashlock, and I'm currently the Director of Student Activities and Programs at Everett Community College.
Hi, I'm Rich Haldy. I retired from the college in June of 2008. I also, at one time, was the Director of Student Activities, like Joanne is now, and I retired as Vice President for Student Services and Dean of Students after 37 years at the college.
Yes, I'd like to mention that I'm going on my 24th year, maybe 25th. So, Rich, I have some questions for you.
And
okay. We'll like to start.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. About the Student Union building fire, how did you first get the news about the fire, and where were you?
Well, I got the news from through a telephone call. I was in Spokane at the time. I had traveled to Spokane by myself to visit my parents. My dad was not doing that well, so my wife Barbara and kids were at home. I received a phone call from my wife. She had got a call from, I believe, Tom Harker, who was Vice President of Administrative Services, said that the college had a fire. And that was, I believe, on Sunday of President's Day weekend in February of 87.
I remember that. What was the first thought that came to your mind?
Well, I think the first thought was I didn't know how severe the fire was. That was not communicated to me at the time. But I immediately thought, well, I need to get home. And so I left early, and I traveled Stevens Pass so I could go directly to the college. And my first thought was I need to get back because the student union was part of my life at the college. And when I arrived here, I saw that both the library and the student union had burned to the ground.
Where and when did the fire start?
The fire started in the library, and then the library and the student union were connected. They were actually one large building. And so it started in the library and totally engulfed the whole building. And it had burned to the ground by sometime during the day. It started about 3 a.m.
Were you involved in the recovery efforts, and what were your responsibilities in the rebuilding effort?
Well, the recovery effort was really a very long, difficult process. There was a lot of trauma associated with the fire. A fireman had lost his life, and The students and the faculty and staff had lost the gathering places. The library and the student union was where everybody gathered and met their friends and acquaintances. And so that was really difficult because that was gone. And so we had to do a number of things to try to have a temporary library, temporary student union facilities and cafeteria. So I think you also asked me about the new building.
The responsibilities in the rebuilding effort.
Yeah, that has started immediately because the state allocated some emergency funds, and the project was on a fast track where it was design, build. Normally there's three phases, design, the programming phase, the architectural phase, and then the construction phase. But the fast track phase is program it, then design and build it. So they skip a step. Mm-hmm. So it probably went a year faster than it would have normally. Mm-hmm. And as Director of Student Activities and with responsibilities for the student union, one of my jobs was to coordinate the effort to program the spaces for the new student union. Mm-hmm. And so we worked a lot with the occupants of the student union, the administration, and the students in trying to program the types of spaces for the new building.
Mm-hmm. What was the most poignant memory from the whole ordeal?
Well, I think because there was a fireman, Gary Parks, lost his life in fighting the fire. That was very difficult for the campus community as well as the Everett community and city of Everett. That was made it even much more of a traumatic event.
Mm-hmm. And as you look back, what impact did the fire have on your life, even today?
Well, on my life, I think that that was a very difficult time. It was very traumatic, and I think we realized, we didn't know it at the time, but students also lost their space, mm-hmm. and they were as committed and dedicated to the college as the faculty and staff. They wanted to help rebuild and recover, mm-hmm. and there were so many students that wanted to help out, we weren't ready to help them help us.
Mm-hmm.
But they were there, and they were a very huge part of the recovery process.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite story or memory of your time here at EVCC?
Oh, I have so many stories. I can't really narrow it down. But one story that comes to mind quite often when people ask me that is we used to have practice for commencement when we were at the Civic Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And students would show up, most of them would show up that were graduating. We'd have a little practice. And at one of these practices, a woman came up to me after the practice was over. She had been sitting in the audience, and her daughter was getting her associate's degree, her two-year associate's degree. Mom was getting her high school diploma. And she didn't think she could go through commencement. So she just came to practice to watch her daughter. Sometime during the course of the practice, she got the feeling that she could also go through. So she waited till I was by myself, so she wouldn't embarrass herself with her question. And she said, sir, I'm getting my high school diploma from the college. Do I get to go through commencement? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. You didn't think you could? Well, I didn't think I could. I'm just getting a high school diploma. And so when I told her she could, and I said, your name's in the program too, she got pretty emotional. Her daughter was across the stage, kind of knew what was going on, and came on over, rescued her mother, and probably rescued me.
What things did you learn at EVCC that's most significant to your life now?
Well, many things happen in a college environment, just like in society. There's all sorts of issues and problems and opportunities and challenges. And I think what I learned the best was that the more inclusive you can be in solving those problems and meeting those challenges and dealing with the issues, mm-hmm. then you're going to come up with a solution that probably works best for everybody.
Mm. What would you say to someone to encourage them to continue their education?
Well, I think it's pretty common that when people are asked that question, they say, the more education you have, the more doors open for you, there's more mm-hmm. opportunities for you. Mm-hmm. And then I certainly agree with that. And I also think that the more you learn, the more education you have, the better you are in dealing with everything that goes on in society. You're better at relationships. You develop skills, technological skills, to better yourself in the workplace. Mm-hmm. You're more adequate in dealing with your communication skills, whether it's written and verbal. So you put all those together, you probably are also become a better citizen.
mm-hmm. and more productive in the community and the world in which you live.
Mm-hmm. Who inspired you during your time on campus, and in what way?
Again, I can't really say who that one person is, mm-hmm. but there's been many, and many students as well mm-hmm. as faculty and staff and administrators. And students often, when we were stuck as staff and administrators, we were stuck for answers or ways to do different things, and often the students came up with, how about this, how about that, mm-hmm. things we never thought of. Mm-hmm. If I could say one person, Bill Diller, who was the Dean of Students when I was Director of Student Activities, mm-hmm. he was very inspirational. I thought he was very student-oriented. He was very dedicated and committed to what he did in his job, and I saw how he made a difference in the lives of the many people with whom he interacted. And so mm-hmm. he was a very inspirational person.
Mm-hmm. What ways have you seen our campus impact students?
There's so many stories out there where students have had a goal, mm-hmm. or they didn't have a goal, but they were able to establish a goal after being here for a while, and then they were able to succeed and mm-hmm. go on. And sometimes those goals changed, but in many, many cases, if you take a look at 80% of the students that attended Everett Community College, 80% of them return to the Everett, to the Snohomish County mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. And they live and work in Snohomish County. So obviously the college played a big part in helping them succeed in their dreams and goals.
Mm-hmm. What was your first impression of the college? And did your impression change over the years?
Well, my first impression was I just figured it was a junior college that was for transfer students who were going to transfer to a university. I was not familiar with the community college or the junior college because I went straight to a university after high school. Mm. So I learned very quickly that Everett Community College was not just a junior college. And that there were technical programs, there was high school completion, adult literacy, English as a second language. It was for the entire community. So mm-hmm. it wasn't just a university transfer program. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that when I first came here.
Is there anything you would like to add about your experiences at the college?
Well, my experiences, 37 years of, I think I said this before when I was approaching leaving here and retiring, that I couldn't imagine having a career that I enjoyed so much. Mm-hmm. Because I knew it was a meaningful career, it was intrinsically satisfying. And I knew in some small way I was helping make a difference.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.